Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Within the Realm is a show about stories and our belief that everything has its own story. In today's episode, we'll learn about a tiny lunch counter and its signature dish, one that Joplin, Missouri has adopted as its own. Nestled in the Ozarks, Joplin grew up around the lead and zinc mines that had sprung up in the area. 100 years ago in Joplin, life centered around the work of the mines, but mining has come and gone. Even the strip mines and the chat piles that were left behind by the miners are being restored through work by the EPA. There are only a few things left from that mining heyday, but none are more revered than a little diner at the south end of Main Street called Fred and Red's. I had made arrangements to meet Perry, an old friend and a Joplin native, there underneath Fred and Red's distinctive neon sign to talk with him about their signature dish, Spaghetti Red. I quickly learned that I'd picked the right man. He had a very deep connection to the place.
And so you've been very well acquainted with...
Right. My grandmother worked here from 1957 to about 2000, so over 40 years.
40 years.
40 years. Everybody knew her at the time.
I don't know how you'd describe this. It's a lunch counter.
It is. We're on like stools that are bolted to the floor. On a busy time of day, you would actually have to stand behind the people sitting at the stools and wait for an opening.
We were lucky that night. We didn't have to wait for an opening. After we took our seats at the counter and made our order, 2 plates of spaghetti red with onions and pickles, Perry continued the story.
From what I understand, the guy that started the company, Fred, his last name was Herring to be exact, but he was a miner before he started a burger joint that also did chili. And somewhere along the line, he got the idea of putting chili on top of spaghetti and created a new dish. And it became the signature dish of the restaurant. Been here since 1923, if you go back that far. You know, it didn't used to be Fred and Red's. It used to be Fred and Grover's. Grover sold out to Red. So old Red was supplying meat. He was actually a local butcher. He was supplying meat to the guys. So when Grover decided to sell his part of the business, Red bought it. And it was kind of funny that, you know, his name was Red.
What cheesesteak is to Philadelphia, or deep dish pizza to Chicago, that's what Spaghetti Red is to Joplin. It's their unique food gift to the world. A similar dish became popular in Cincinnati about the same time that Spaghetti Red was unveiled by Fred in Joplin. It hasn't been determined which one is the original, but since I'm an Ozark boy myself, we'll say it's Spaghetti Red. Although it's described as chili on top of spaghetti noodles, it's a very special kind of chili. Luckily, through Perry's grandmother, we can know quite a bit more about that recipe.
Spaghetti Red is a certain kind of chili. It's a tomato-less chili. It's laid over a bed of spaghetti noodles. Chili on spaghetti noodles. Not health food, no, probably not. This is probably as far from health food as you could get. I'm not sure with the new owners if they've let the recipe out, but it was always a secret. And even my grandmother that worked here over 40 years did not know the actual recipe. Only the one guy, the operator of the company would know it. Actually, it's even spread out over the Midwest. There's a place in Cincinnati that has it. Really, places like Steak and Shake, they have something. They call it, they don't call it Spaghetti Red there. Yeah, that's right, two-way chili. Not the same recipe. Something different.
Not that many years ago, Joplin was in danger of losing this institution. For several years, the heirs of Fred and Red, had searched for a suitable owner, and not finding one, they closed the lunch counter in spring of 2012. It appeared that after serving generations of Joplinites, the little relic of eateries gone by and the original recipe of Spaghetti Red might be lost forever. The community responded in alarm to the news that Fred and Red's was shutting their doors for good. After the initial social media outcry and the great feeling of loss, the community came to grips with what they had to do.
But when they knew it was going to close, there was a rush on the chili, because you could buy the chili in bricks, they would call it, and they would take the chili and they would freeze it in about the size of a brick, shape of a brick, and that way you could take it home, put it in your freezer, and then warm it up when you wanted some chili. So I do remember when I was a kid going out to California to visit some relatives that had moved out there. We put those bricks of chili in a cooler with dry ice, and we'd drive all the way out to California just so they could have a taste of home. Yeah, if you wanted that. Of course, you could take it home in a quart or a pint as well, you know, in a plastic tub, but that would be something you might eat right away, whereas the brick might, you know, it might get you through August. Well, I did touch on the fact that they used to close in August because I don't believe they had air conditioning back then, and it got really hot. Probably people didn't want chili and when they're really hot. They would use that as a time to where they would just shut down and everybody would take mandatory no-pay vacation in August. So they had to kind of budget for that. Yeah, everybody knew, you know, if they wanted some chili for August, they needed to go pick up some bricks before July was out.
And suddenly, it was over. The familiar sign out front, with its red neon letters advertising tamales and spaghetti red, was dim. Unless you were one of the lucky ones that had packed away a few bricks of chili, you had had your last plate of the original Fred and Red Spaghetti Red. It was like a never-ending August. But in 2016, a purchaser for the building and the business was found. Very little was changed about the business, because the business of Fred and Red's is based on that 1923 recipe and that 1923 business model.
When it reopened, coming to where we knew it was going to reopen, there was a big kind of a buzz in the social media and things like that. And then, of course, like any new restaurant, you know, you couldn't get into it for a while. And then you had certain people claim that it's a little different recipe, and then others say it's not. So, you always have people's opinions on that as well.
So, what would your grandmother think about this iteration of Fred and Red's?
Well, as I'm looking at my plate here, which I finished, you see that? That looks like the original stuff to me.
So, really not much has changed, right?
There used to be a cigarette machine right over there, but it's not here now.
Okay, no cigarette machine here.
They've lost the cigarette machine, but it was actually right there. You can still see the scars on the paneling where that was. And when I had my kids, they're 1 year old, we had them up here. Because, you know, this is like, that looks just like it did all along.
Are you two going to have pie?
That was what I was going to mention next, is the pie. But the pie counter would be something that my grandmother or some of her friends, they would make the pies at home and bring them up here and sell them. I don't know if they got a cut or not. I'm not even sure if that's still how they do it.
For the record, neither one of us had pie. But we did catch up on what had been going on in our lives. Changes in jobs, kids growing older, going to college, getting married. And it was nice to talk about all the change in a place that had not changed that much. Thanks for joining us today on Within the Realm. We're glad you did. If you'd like to learn more about the legendary Fred and Reds, or Spaghetti Red, check out our show notes at withinpodcast.com. You can also link to that website through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and other podcast channels, you can find archived episodes of Within the Realm at withinpodcast.com. And you can contact us at contact@withinpodcast.com. If you like our show, be sure and share it with your friends. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.